Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you caught up with the news you need before the weekend. We've got a couple of features to end this week. We'll learn how the Green Dragon Foundation supports the Lewisburg Area School District in Community Connection. Then we've got a special edition of Haley's Happy Hour with all the details on our open house this weekend at WVIA. It's Friday, September 26th. Let's get you up to date. First, a little bit of political news to start us off. Democrats say Pennsylvania's richest man is trying to buy the outcome of the state's Supreme Court retention race this year. Jackson White reports for WVIA from a protest outside the offices of TikTok investor Jeffrey Yass.
Organizations funded by TikTok investor Jeffrey Yass are spending big on mailers, social media ads, and text messages, all urging voters to, quote, term limit Supreme Court Justices Christine Donahue, Kevin Dougherty, and David Wecht. Yass's spending has outraged some Democratic-aligned groups. About 50 grassroots activists gathered outside of Yass's workplace in Montgomery County to paint a picture. They say Yass, like Elon Musk, is using his billionaire status, ties to conservative movements, and his past support of Republican causes in Pennsylvania to remake the state's government. Yass did not respond to a request for comment. I'm Jackson White.
Thanks to Jackson White for that story. Now let's check in with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella for the latest Community Connection. This week, meet Robert Kalin from the Green Dragon Foundation.
Although the Green Dragon Foundation sounds somewhat mystical, the Union County nonprofit sets its sights on funding programs and projects to help students of the Lewisburg Area School District succeed. Bob Callen of the Green Dragon Foundation picks up the story from here.
The Green Dragon Foundation is an organization that simply raises funds for the priorities of the Lewisburg Area School District. We established ourselves in 2008, which was auspicious timing given the fact that we were in the recession at the time that we set up this 501c3. But the impetus to do that was really because the state funding per student of those 16 neighboring districts in Lewisburg is absolutely dead last in the funding per student.
So who got together to get the organization started?
It was largely led by a gentleman named Brooks Grunlund. He glommed together probably about five, six, seven of us, almost by functional expertise. And it rolled from there. And we discovered after about 8 months that we needed a part-time executive director. So we actually hired someone, Ann Glock. She became our first and only full-time executive director. She's still the executive director 17 years later. Yeah. So,
do you think that having gotten together and decided to become a nonprofit organization left you at arm's length away from any kind of discrepancies that anybody else might say, hey, what are you doing here with the school district?
We were endorsed by the school board, and we wanted to make sure before we plowed ahead with that, that they were okay or supportive of what we were doing.
What are some of the positive things that reflect your work?
Great question. We have provided support over the years for a number of capital projects. Green Dragon Foundation ended up raising money to build a baseball field, to put lights on a turf field that hosts four different sports. We just finished funding for lights for the new tennis court. It funded the construction of a greenhouse at the high school, and that's been incorporated into the curriculum. We have an endowed fund, for example, that supports professional development for teachers. Oftentimes that'll be tapped to send a teacher to a conference that they wouldn't be able to go to otherwise. We bought wheels for pottery class. Music has been a big part of our funding. I think we've done a lot of just providing opportunities. That was what really got me jazzed every morning, was going in with the mindset that what I did or what I'm doing is helping to provide opportunities where there might not be them. Greatest satisfaction is just having the students acknowledge the fact that, yeah, you guys made a difference, you know. So that's the gratification we get. We started doing the teacher feature. Twice a year, we invite either one of the principals and a student who benefited from our support to actually speak to our board.
So what are some of the more moving things that you've heard over the last couple of years from the students?
There's a technology conference that our students started attending 2-3 years ago, and we've helped fund travel expenses and their lodging expenses. One of the students got very emotional saying that, you know, how much he got out of the 3 days at the conference, and that there was no way he could have gone on his own. And it was, you know, get a little choked up just thinking about it. But I think it's those kinds of things where the students are in the know enough to know that they got a boost from us, and they're grateful for it.
Special thanks to Bob Callen of the Green Dragon Foundation in Union County, giving teachers and students opportunities to succeed. Hear the rest of the story at wvia.org/community. I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
Find more extended episodes of Community Connection at wvia.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Okay, it's time to make some weekend plans. We've got a special episode of Haley's Happy Hour this week to help you do that, because Haley O'Brien and I want to make sure you know all about our WVIA open house this weekend.
I'm Haley O'Brien. This is Haley's Happy Hour, a weekly segment from WVIA News about upcoming events. This is a special edition of Haley's Happy Hour this week. I am joined by WVIA's Sarah Cinto.
Hi, Haley. Thanks for letting me crash your show.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. We're talking about a very special event this weekend that's happening right here at the WVIA studios, our WVIA open house, Building the Future.
Yes, we're so excited for everyone to finally see our new old home. This is all going down on Saturday, the 27th, and it's been really cool to watch this all unfold from behind the scenes, and so being able to invite everybody in to see it for themselves is going to be really awesome.
Yeah, you and I both worked here before the renovations began, so we've been watching the process as it all came to life, and it's a complete transformation, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. I actually have pictures from before the news department existed, because I was a producer on one of our Keystone Edition shows, and I was like taking little pictures as our desks were being moved in. And now there's so many more desks, and there's so many other changes that people who have been with WVIA for the past 50 years will be astounded by.
And there is so much history in this building, more than 50 years of producing radio and television here. So many people have come in and out of the building. So many people I meet out in the field have a story of being here at WVIA, whether it be those polka Saturday night dances or a pledge drive that they helped out with, or that they were here for an interview with Erica or Lisa. So it's a very exciting time for us here at WVIA. And we're inviting the public to see a behind-the-scenes look and see what direction we're moving in.
There's going to be all kinds of tours of our TV and radio spaces. There's educational activities, giveaways. There's always a lot of excitement around the Touch-A-Truck, which is our production vehicle. You'll get to go inside and take a look at what we use when we're going on our live remotes for television. And it's going to be really fun.
Yeah, you know, besides being able to see the radio studio and the TV studio, seeing how it all works, we're going to have some educational hands-on opportunities. I'll have the camera set up. Mm-hmm. We'll have the news camera in the news department, and we'll have the whole news team there to meet with our listeners.
Yeah, and I'm so excited for everyone to come through the news department. It's always great to meet the listeners,
meet people out in the community and hear from them what we can be doing better or the stories that they think that we should be telling.
And we have a lot of great programming coming up. We're going to offer some sneak peeks on that. So this is a great opportunity to become part of the WVIA family. It is free. We just ask that you register ahead of time online. We'll have the details with this story at wvia.org/eventful. Thank you so much for joining me today, Sarah, our morning edition host on WVIA Radio.
Thanks, Haley.
I'm Haley O'Brien. This is Haley's Happy Hour.
All right, I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the weekend. Find these stories and more at WVIA.org. And if you want to sign up for the open house, check out WVIA.org/events. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for listening this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday, wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone, and maybe we'll see you tomorrow. Either way, I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.